It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop
well,
on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me on the Amber May show. You can always visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. You can listen to this show again at theambermayshow.com. Or any other past shows. And while you're there, why don't you stop by and send me an email. Let me know that you're out there and if you've been blessed by the program. That's theambermayshow.com. Today we have a wonderful lady. Her name is Karina Kruger. And she has a really fascinating story. And it's heart-wrenching. And the first time I heard about her story, I literally welled up in tears because, well, once you find out about it, this little boy is just an amazing man, a little man. Karina's son was diagnosed with leukemia, and he wasn't even in school yet, as far as I understand. So, Karina, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being brave and sharing this story with us. Because I know as a mom, when anything happens to your babies, like it affects you, whether it's just a little cold, whether they fall down and scrape their knee. I mean, you just like, oh, you don't want anything to happen to your baby. So tell us a little bit about your son. Let us get familiar with him. And then tell us about how you found out about this leukemia and how has it changed your life? How has it affected your walk with God? And things like that. So welcome to the program.
Thank you, Amber. My son Rylan is now 5 years old. He'll be six next month. And he has a laugh that is absolutely contagious. Once he starts laughing, that's it. You're not going to sit still much longer. He is so just, he's an old soul. He's older than what he appears. He talks with so much love. He's not a hugger, but when he sits there and when he talks to you, you just feel so loved by him. He tries with everything he has. He gives 100% in any situation, and he's just constantly, constantly wanting to be in somebody's presence, just wanting to be a part of something and a part of whatever is going on. Rylan was diagnosed with leukemia August 17th, 2012. A few days before he was about a month before he was diagnosed, my husband and I went to my father-in-law's wedding in Las Vegas, and my cousin called and said, you know, Rylan's really tired. All he wants to do is sleep. And my kids aren't sleepers. They are up at the crack of dawn. So that kind of threw me off, and we didn't think anything of it for about a month. And he was going to preschool at the time. And he was going to preschool playing soccer, and he started to get really whiny. And he tends to be over dramatic, so we didn't really pay much mind to that. But it got to the point where you couldn't really touch him unless he was, like, as far as a hug or just hold him on your lap, because he'd get really uneasy about it. And so he had this cough that wouldn't go away. And I took my other two boys to the pediatrician, and I knew that you don't treat a cough. A doctor's not going to give you anything if your child has a cough unless there's a fever or an ear infection or something associated with it. Well, my other two boys had fevers. So we go, and the doctor tells me, you know, he gives me a prescription for my younger two, and he looks at Rylan and he says, I don't like the color of his skin. And I kind of sat back a little because I hadn't noticed the coloring on him. And so I said, okay. And he's like, well, let me run some tests, we'll get some x-rays, and we'll figure out, you know, what's going on. So that was a Wednesday. I get in the car, and I don't know what it was, but I call my cousin, and I said, Rylan's sick, and I think he has leukemia. And she says, you're so dumb. Don't say stuff like that. You're allowing that into your heart. And I was like, no, I'm not. Something is sitting inside of me, and something is telling me Rylan has leukemia, and I don't know what it is. So we go to the x-rays, we get blood, and it comes back that he's anemic. And that's it. Like, no worries at all. And so Thursday, I send him to school, and he has a high fever. And at this point, I can't even, like, I let him sleep all day, can't really hold him. Come Friday, he is just crying in pain that his body hurts so bad. So my husband came home that night, and I said, okay, Rylan needs to go to the hospital. Something's wrong. I can't even hold my son without him just screaming out in pain. Like, that's not natural by any means. Your child is sick and he wants you to hold him. My child was sick and he didn't even want me to touch him. And so I called a friend of mine and I told her the same thing. I said, we're going to go to Phoenix Children and they're going to tell me he has leukemia. And she said the same thing. She's like, Karina, you're jumping to conclusions. Just go. Let them tell you he's going to be fine. It'll be okay. But in my heart, I knew it. I knew the words that were going to come out. And the only answer that I can think of is God prepares you. And as a mother, you are the strong one. Your husband is seen as a strong figure, but eternally, you are the strong one in your family. And I think that was his way of telling me, be ready because it's coming. We get to an urgent care out at 51st and Happy Valley area, and they drew his blood, and I told the doctor everything that the other doctor had told us, and she kind of looked at me like something was wrong with me, and she's like, you know, those are a bunch of really weird symptoms and they don't kind of go together, and you're kind of, leukemia is probably not associated to those. And so we get labs done, and she comes back in and she says, you need further lab testing done, and we don't have the proper, whatever, you know, the proper mechanics to look at the microscopes and this and this and that. You need to go to the actual hospital. And I just shook my head. I'm like, okay. So we go to the hospital, and it took 4 doctors. And finally, I looked at him, the last one came in, and I said, just say it. Just say what it is. And he said, okay. He said, your son has 8% leukemia cells in his body. He's not going anywhere. We're getting admitted. So that was the start of just a long, long road.
When you
got the diagnosis, even though you already knew, how did that feel coming out of the doctor's mouth? Was it a shock, or was it just confirmation? What was that like when he told you that?
It wasn't shocking. It was, I mean, I still felt this pit in the bottom of my stomach, and I kind of just sat there and the tears rolled down, because it was that confirmation of like, okay, what do we do now? I didn't feel the shock. I didn't feel the overwhelming. It was just more of like, okay, God, where do we go now? And I look at my husband, and he had the wind just completely knocked out of him. This is his firstborn son. He works so hard to where he's never really home to see everything that was going on. So for him to finally, he didn't grasp how serious Rylan was feeling. So when he got the news, he fell apart.
Did you tell your husband that you thought it was leukemia?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Just shook his head. His mom had, she's a breast cancer survivor twice. So he was more of like, he's seen the battle that his mom went through. He's seen the heartache and everything that she had to go through to become a survivor, to where now he had the overwhelming of, oh my gosh, my son's going to go through this same thing. How am I going to handle it? How am I going to support him? How am I going to love him? the way he needs to be loved. Mm-hmm. And so when I would kind of hint, you know, I think Ryland has this, it was, I don't think he fully understood what I was saying, because in his connection, all he could think about was what his mom had went through, and was just brushing that idea past him, like, no, we're not going to even think about that.
No, I can understand that. And when you say that about your husband, how he went through something, my uncle also had a blood cancer, because leukemia is a blood cancer. My uncle had lymphoma. He was diagnosed at 18, and he battled for a very long time, and we saw firsthand what it did to him. Unfortunately, he didn't win the battle. At the age of 39, he went to be with God, and my heart just went out, because I too was a victim of cancer. And unfortunately, I think that most families anymore know somebody in their family with cancer. And so if you're listening to the program today, please join me in prayer, because one of my prayers that I pray on a regular basis is, Lord, give us the cure, heal us of this cancer, because the treatments that they have now are so hard on the body. So, and I'm sure you're going to talk a little bit about that. So after you found out the diagnosis, he was admitted. What happened next?
He was admitted. We didn't know. Leukemia has several different types. Ryland has acute lymphoblastic leukemia. It is, from my understanding, it's the most common type. It's the type that they know the most about. It's the one that's, the treatment for it is the, I guess you can say, the easiest treatment, because it's the one that has the highest success rate. There's also acute myeloid leukemia, which is much more aggressive, and then they break down into different categories. So Ryland's is acute lymphoblastic B cell. So it's bones. It's in his bones. It's not in his glands. So we had to wait. They couldn't tell us that right away. The next morning, because when we found out, it was about midnight, and they admitted us. They let us try to get sleep.
How do you sleep? I don't think you can.
You don't. All I can remember is they let me crawl into the bed with him as they wheeled us up to the cancer floor. And I sing Ryland, You Are My Sunshine. And I've sang him that his whole life. And he hears it on the radio. And he's like, Mom, it's our song. So I can remember cuddling in the bed with him and just singing it over and over and over all night. And the next morning, just feeling this peace for some reason. And they told me that he was going to have surgery. And my husband's name's Brad. Brad and I just sat there and prayed and prayed. And we didn't know what we were praying for. We didn't know what we were even asking for. We just knew that at that moment we were so vulnerable and just needing a foundation that wasn't going to steer us into some crazy thoughts, except the only thought to have peace in our hearts and have peace that there's somebody else that's going before us. No matter what happens, there's somebody else that's already there waiting for us. So they told us that Ryland had to have surgery. We go into the OR, and Ryland is scared. He's completely out of his comfort zone. He has no clue what's going on, and we start playing How He Loves Us. Ryland loved that song at the time. And so we're playing it, and the nurse walks in, and we turn the music off, like, when we see him coming in, so he didn't even know what song was playing. And he starts going through the questions, and they're about to wheel him into the OR because they need to find out what type of cancer he has. So they're doing a bone marrow biopsy. And Brad tells Ryland, just sing your song, Ryland, just sing your song. Don't be scared, just sing your song. And of all the nurses that could have came in, this nurse says, what's your song? And Brad says, Oh, How He Loves Us. And the guy says, I know that song. And he sang it to him. all the way until Rylan walked through the OR, and I'm pretty sure that he probably sang it to him until he fell asleep.
Oh my god.
Let me just say how Rylan didn't cry, didn't scream out in fear. He just laid there, and the nurse just sang and sang and sang. Oh my gosh. I thought, you are there, God. Like, you're right there. And so Rylan had his procedure. It was about an hour long. We sat in the lobby, and we had to wait 2 days to find out what type of cancer he had as far as leukemia, what it branched off into.
If you would like to follow Rylan Kruger's story, you could always visit his Caring Bridge page at caringbridge.org/visit/Rylan, R-Y-L-A-N, Kruger, K-R-U-E-G-E-R. That's caringbridge.org/visit/Rylan Kruger.